Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday's edition of The French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. You are with me here on Friday, the 14th day of April 2006. Great to have you here. Live broadcast at this moment. Be going out on our audio files on our site, as well as a lot of different podcasts and shoutcasts. However, we're going to talk today with my partner and fellow researcher, Eric Hufschmidt, about the marginalizing that they're attempting to do to us. We've already had a couple of our podcasts removed, and some of our BitTorrent things were erased. And, of course, 2.5 weeks ago, if you Googled my name with quotes around it, you would get 25,000. That's with a 1,000 hits for me. Today, you get 880. Now, and most of the first ones you get on Google are criticisms, and that is not by mistake, ladies and gentlemen. It is by design. They obviously are fearing the effects of what we're doing here. We've had a tremendous effect on a lot of people, especially Alex Jones, having to fess up to the ridiculousness of putting this guy Sheen on national television and then using him to try and move interest in the Zionists away and then replace it with Bush Cheney. We've discussed this before. And, of course, I got to tell you all, I believe Bush Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the rest of his cretinous brigade over there are criminals. Yes, they are. But certainly only mid-range, mid-level crooks. They don't rate in any large financial way, and basically they're just dumb bunny organ, you know, order takers from Kissinger and Schultz, and of course that comes down from the higher echelons of the Zionist evil Jewish leadership, both in Europe and America. And we've sussed out all this information over time, and it's not for us anymore. It's not a question of whether this is the case. We know it is. What the interest we have now in is getting the people who are trying to obfuscate or eliminate our message out of our way. And we do that through exposing the ridiculousness of their claims and the facts that they don't vet on their programming or show up with. And, you know, even people such as, we've gone after him many times, as Rents, he does attempt to put information out that we do, but then he either has people come on who either marginalize it or manage that information, or he buries it on his site, not for easy exposure, such as he did do something with Ben Friedman, but it was not a centerpiece of any kind of research he was doing. And then you take a look at his writers and the people he works with, and he's got a majority Jewish writer staff over there. Now, you got to understand, Jews in the country are only 2% of the population. I'm assuming you think that they think that only Jewish people have the right to investigate 9/11. Well, considering that the Mossad and the Jewish mafia was involved in profiting from and executing that plan, and they're the big beneficiaries of both Iran's latest machinations and Iraq's, then wouldn't it be prudent for a researcher of any type to maybe stay away from the very group that's benefiting from the research that you're doing or trying to hide? Of course it is. Any logical person would use that as a basis for their decisions. But Mr. Rents doesn't. Mr. Corbyn does not. Certainly Alex Jones does not. And people across the country who are trying to hide these facts from you certainly don't. And we got this guy Fetzer up here. Of course, Eric and I have discussed him before, and Professor Wood. They are absolutely foolish in the stuff that they try to put out on their site with wingtips and steak tips and what other tips they got, asparagus tips. I don't know what their latest foolish endeavor is up there, but they've actually, with this blue screen, next week it'll probably be green screen, and then it'll be Mr. Green Jeans. Who knows? But they've had some of the most revolting in the extreme, because they claim to be trying to uncover who did this, and I'm disgusted by the fact that most people aren't up in arms by the nonsense they put out on that website. And when we came out saying that, that there was some suspicion about this young man who was taken out of, who was not taken out, who was murdered up there, when we looked right away after the fact, many of the websites that they were associated with were alluding to the fact that young people at university campuses should avoid being, you know, heads up on this 9/11 research because, boy, you know, look what happened to this kid if that's the case. And I think that that was the intention. And I think this kid might have been pushing the envelope, and he was up there hammering away at Fetzer. And maybe Mr. Fetzer didn't, you know, call up himself, but his circle certainly knew this young man was on his way up there, that he had been looking into 9/11, and somebody in the Minnesota power elite, which is, by the way, rife and replete with criminal activity, both in their FBI office up there and also in, geez, in so many things. Genesis Communications Network up there, guys. Anyway, when you take a look at this stuff, you start asking circumstantial questions, but you know what? When circumstantial evidence starts piling up, it's worth mentioning. Now, do we have the, you know, the no-holes-barred proof positive stuff? No, not on that one. But it certainly raised a lot of red flags with us. And, you know, we're not, I don't know this guy from Adam. I mean, I don't know him. Had he not been promoting blue screen technology and wingtips and you know, nonsensical malarkey on his website and putting people like Phil Berg, who is just a you know, a cretinous middleman for these sickos, I would have never questioned his efforts. But of course, as soon as I saw stuff like that, I had to. Anyway. So we're going to do today. We're going to talk a little bit about these subjects, and we're going to try to bring them to the fore with you. Tell you a little bit about our strategy at getting larger than we are today. Our numbers were certainly got a nice bump today from the exposure we got in South Africa. That is expected to continue and to grow, as well as some other connections we're making with some other Muslim countries in North Africa. Because mostly, ladies and gentlemen, that the Muslim community has known these facts for some time. They know who's trying to kill them. They know who's trying to set the world against them. And they know who's trying to destroy their culture. And we today know who that is. It's the Zionist evil Jewish leaders who are trying to foment and destroy these folks' culture and lives. So take a look at Palestine. Take a look at what they're doing with Iran, Iraq, what they've done in Egypt. My goodness. You know, they wanted to blame Egypt for the Levant affair, and then they wanted to blame them for sinking the Liberty. I mean, these people, is there anything they won't do? Probably not. But anyway, Eric Hufschmidt is my guest today, so I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, here I am.
Hey, Eric, nice to have you with me. Great to have you back on the French Connection. My listeners don't know is that we talk every day several times, going through all the different things that are happening. So what's new with you, Eric?
Well, what's new is not a whole lot, just watching the usual propaganda. The people are still falling for it. This is what I find is that the common American is still being deceived by all of this propaganda that's coming out. You know, if you look at what's happening like right now, the Flight 93 movies are coming out on TV, and there are people traveling around the country giving speeches. And for example, you got Webster Tarpley running around. You got the Loose Change people going down right. I think they're in Phoenix right now this week.
Well, you know, Avery. Someone wrote me a letter saying that Avery's related to Tex Avery, the great cartoon guy. By the way, Avery's Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. Tex Avery is big Hollywood guy, and that would destroy the idea that he just was some guy who happened into doing this project and everything. And it would belie that entire story if, in fact, he was one of Tex Avery's relatives and had those connections to Hollywood.
Well, yeah, if you could figure that one out. There's so many of these rumors. See, the trouble is we don't have enough people on our side to really help with all of the research we need. We don't have the money, the people, but there's probably a lot. See, if you look at all of these people, you can see there's something suspicious here, because why are they promoting that particular film so much right now?
And it never, and it does almost in the extreme avoid Zionism and says Bush Cheney Rumsfeld, Rumsfeld Bush Cheney, you know, Colin Powell Rice, Tony Blair. It's the same little group of bad guys, but none of them never does it really hunt the higher game here, as I put it.
And they also, they don't really talk much about how the media is deeply involved in these crimes. That's the other thing they cut out.
Yeah.
You see, if you look at when my video came out in 2003, take a look at In Plain Sight and then Loose Change. I mean, they each add a couple little new video clips that I didn't have, but it's basically they took my video and just cut out the stuff about the media and, you know, a few other things they didn't like. It's basically like the same video minus that stuff, you know, about the criticism of the media and how they use it to deceive people. They took that part out, the deception part and the media part, and they just left in the part about how, well, there's no plane at the Pentagon and there's towers may have been blown up. I mean, big deal. It's the same thing. People don't get it. They're not adding something to what's already been out there. They're trying to take over. They're trying to deflect attention away from the media, away from the fact that they're using deception, and the fact that there's more than Bush and Cheney here.
Well, you know, Eric, you've read the same articles I have where they've been discovered to be paying journalists to write favorable stories, and they've spent over $1 billion. How many journalists can you buy off with $1 billion, Eric?
Well, there's that quote on the Internet. I don't know if it's true, but remember there's some CIA agent supposedly made this remark that you can buy a journalist for less than a cheap whore, is what he says. Now, I don't know if that's true and how much cheap whores are going for, but it doesn't, you know, if you look around, this is one of the biggest problems with America. It doesn't take much to buy an American. This is the problem. There are so many people that want money, or they want fame, or they would love to have a trip to Boys Town to have some sex with those kids. This is one of the biggest problems we face. There are so many people that they can get with just a little bit of money. And or an offer to work in Hollywood. Look at what they'll do in Hollywood.
Well, you know, I've dug through all of these different conspiracies, and you know, the word conspiracy itself has become almost like you're telling a lie if you say it's a conspiracy, which is nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. Just take a look at your penal code. Conspiracy means people conspiring together to commit crime. And what we've done is we've actually made a conspiracy fact in most of our investigations. And we know today that the things we talk about on the French Connection are not theories. They're facts. We've got it backed up every way but Sunday on every single subject. I mean, you can't say these are theories anymore. These are proven lines of thinking that we are taking forward in our political movement, because I have to say this right now, I've said it before, we are in a political movement, are we not?
Yes, that's what I would say. See, I think the conspiracy, it's getting a bad image because of people like Rents, because their sites are full of the UFO nonsense. Most people, when you say the word conspiracy, that's what they think of, those little aliens. And that's what I used to think about when you say conspiracy. And see, this is what I think these people are doing. They're deliberately giving it a bad image, creating this image of Bigfoot and aliens. And then when you bring up conspiracy, that's what they think of.
Well, let's talk about one of the conspiracy facts that no one talks about. Flight 93, you brought it up earlier. That plane was reported to have landed on the morning of 9/11 in Cleveland.
Right.
And was reported by none other than the mayor of Cleveland, the eighth largest city in America, if I'm not mistaken. He's a big city mayor. He said it landed. And where did they ferry this thing off to, Eric?
Well, it says in the news reports that it was taken over to a building, a NASA building that's, you know, along the airport. There's quite a few buildings along airports, and NASA has one of their buildings there. And so Flight 93 lands supposedly because there's a bomb threat on board, you know, possible bomb on board. So it lands and goes over to NASA. They also had a Delta flight land for some similar type of reason, but it was evacuated in a normal manner. So you have to wonder, why did Flight 93 go over to NASA? what is at NASA? What, do they have a bomb squad there? And then why didn't they send the other plane over there? Why don't they routinely send planes over to NASA when they have these problems? These are all issues that no one wants to talk about. A lot of the news reports were erased. You can only get them right now from the Google cache or the Internet Archive. So there's something suspicious about this. And if you look at where Flight 93 supposedly crashed, there's no airplane parts. There's no... I mean, there's just a hole in the ground and maybe a few little pieces scattered around. So
that's Shanksville, right?
Right, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And so now we've got Universal Pictures is coming out with a movie about Flight 93, and there were several television shows repeated over and over about Flight 93. So it could be that they are now worrying the Flight 93 story is falling apart. And
well,
now,
Eric, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that if you watch the credits at the end, you'll see the name Aaron Russo involved somewhere on either one or both of those programmings.
Oh, it's possible. He's going to be doing another... Aaron Russo's got another film coming out. I think it's about the Federal Reserve. It's not quite here yet, but he's got a little trailer, and he's going to... See, here's another thing people have to look at. Once you start to realize that some of these people are lying, just follow the names of who they are. And you can realize they're all identifying one another. Aaron Russo is going to be coming out with a film about the Federal Reserve System. And who does he have in it? If you look at the trailer, he's got Catherine Fitz and Mike Rupert as two of the first people that come up in his trailer. And both of these two were in the 9/11 movement right from the beginning. And what are they saying about 9/11? Rupert, right from the second day, wrote an article. The 2 days after 9/11 happened, he writes an article that there were no explosives in the towers. Basically trying to suppress every attempt to talk about explosives. Now, this is 2 days after... And then you have Catherine Fitz. What has she done with 9/11?
Now, who is she, Catherine Fitz?
She was working with people like Kyle Hence and Tom Flacco. You'll see her, Flacco, Fitz, and Hence together in some, in a lot of cases.
Our old flambé over there, eh?
Right. And see, this is where people don't quite put the pieces together. You know, think about a police detective. If he finds one criminal, he identifies that one person's a criminal, and he sees... That criminal has this great friend here, and here's another one of his wonderful friends. You know, a real detective would say, wait a minute, this is the criminal, this is his friend, this is his friend. Well, I better check his friends out. That's not what's happening here in the 9/11 movement. We've got people spewing nonsense, trying to deceive us, and nobody is wondering, well, but what about his friends? I mean, look at this. Mike Rupert is lying about 9/11, and now Russo is holding him up as an expert on the Federal Reserve. I mean, you ought to wonder, who is Russo?
Well, we have that very same scenario with that potato head Schwartz with his nonsense trying to send people to the French government to recover $30 billion from a Credit Lyonnais scandal, which was when I talked to some people I knew in intelligence, the guy started laughing and he said, "Don't, please, Darryl, please." He said, "That's foolishness beyond anything that you can." And this person in the intelligence is somebody who is trustworthy because he's left the system and he's in. Yeah, well. I don't want to drop names here, but he's been on my program, so that'll be enough for you right there. And he almost hung up on me saying that, you know, if you're going to call me up with stupid questions, don't bother. You know?
But see, it's possible that he was actually trying to ruin you, for all we know. I mean, that may have been part of what they were doing, trying to get you to start doing stupid things, send you down the wrong path, ruin your reputation. This is one of the things they seem to try to do. They want to send people down the wrong path. Send them over to, you know, George Bush, for example, or have them start looking into the CIA and always steer them away from the real culprits. You know, the real culprits are not just George Bush. That guy's an idiot. The real culprits are the people behind the media, behind the banking. They're the ones with the money. They're the ones with the organization.
And they have the most to win here. The Israeli idea of having a new Middle East. And look at what they've done there. They own Bahrain. They own the United Arab Emirates. They own these new housing developments that they're building that look like palm trees. And they're building a brand new infrastructure in the Middle East under the control of these Zionist bankers. And what they're trying to do there is to get rid of the opposition and build their new area, and they're going to implode America as the preeminent area in the world and ignite the Middle East under Jewish control as their new area. And it's starting to become more and more evident to anybody looking at it. But, you know, at the same time, Eric, you know, putting a spanner wrench, putting a monkey wrench in their works here, as it were, it's difficult because we do fight these people who are throwing up the nonsense. And, you know, one of the reasons why, and I get a lot of flack, you do too, about why you're trying to divide the truth movement. Well, if it were a real truth movement, I would be guilty of something, but these people aren't telling the truth. What we're trying to do is to get people to migrate away from these liars and start listening to the real deal.
Well, that's right. It's not a truth movement. It's a deception movement, and most people just can't see it, and it's really sad. And another thing that is coming out right now, you'll see it, it'll be just probably start posting on the internet soon. Look at the 9/11 lawsuits. You know, you've heard of Ellen Mariani.
Yes.
Well, there's several others. There's several people that are complaining. You know, they don't want the money. They want to know what happened. Take a look at our legal system. A lot of these people are being sent through a judge called Heller. His last name is Hellerstein. Now, Alvin K. Hellerstein of New York. You look at him, you look at his wife. These guys are like Judge Hellerstein. He's a long-term member of the Jewish Center for New York and a former president of the Board of Jewish Education of New York. And his, you know, these people are Zionists. These are all supporters of Israel. Why are 9/11 victims being told, okay, here your case will go over here to Judge Hellerstein? I mean, this is another one.
I know why.
But people can't put this together. If they were all dwarfs or if they were all Chinese, you know, people would then be able to see the difference visually. You'd be able to see, you know, there is something fishy here. Everybody's Chinese or everybody's a midget. But they can't see it here because you can't really tell the difference between a Zionist and an American or a European. It's not, you can't really see it. Sometimes you can, but, you know, sometimes it's true you can, but it doesn't really pop out, you know, when you're looking. But look at the 9/11 victims' trials. What is it going through Judge Hellerstein for? And then you look at, before that, Ellen Mariani had Phil Berg. Then she's got a new one. And who suggests the new one for Ellen Mariani but Mike Rupert? He's suggesting who to get as a lawyer. See, people, they still don't get it. These guys lie over and over. Mike Rupert lies over and over and over, and yet people still trust him. They still will take his suggestions on who to go to for a lawyer. You'll see the same thing with Tom Flacco and Jeff Frantz. How many times do people have to be taken advantage of before they turn away from these people?
Well, you know, and we get a lot of emails about people turning away from the liars, and they say to us, "Wow, not until we heard your take on it did we really look at it for the first time." And boy, were you right! And nobody more than Alex Jones in that department. And boy, I got to tell you, people are waking up to the fact that this guy will not talk about the real issues. He just simply won't. And lately, he's been tanking terrible. And all he does is go on and on and on about these Mexicans and the Mexicans and the Mexicans and the Chinese and the Chinese Mexicans and the Mexican Chinese and the Chinese and the Mexicans. And none of that is going to amount to a hill of beans when we finally come up against the bad guys. The bad guys, ladies and gentlemen, are sitting in Herzliya or in Tel Aviv or in Jerusalem or in New York City at the Shabbat Lubavitch Center.
Right, and see, that's the other thing regarding Flight 93. You cannot get any of these people like Alex Jones, Jeff Frantz, any of them, to talk about what's going on with the NASA people. You can't get those issues. They block issues. They will sometimes mention them briefly. They'll mention the words. Have you mentioned Zionism once in a while? They might mention the word, but that's not discussing the subject. There are people who have listened to these people for years, and yet they'll learn less after 5 years of listening to Jeff Frantz than they will just listening to a few hours of The Frantz Connection.
Well, that's that, and that very thing happened recently with Joan Vion. When she heard Ben Friedman, she heard Imam Blair and Sahiba Blair. And when she was done hearing him, she was shocked. She said, "Oh my God, my research was so incomplete, and I didn't realize it until I heard Blair." And then I said to her in a private phone call, I said, "Joan, you've got to listen to Benjamin Friedman." When she got back to me on that, she said, "I had to lay down after I heard that." And I said, "Why? Were you tired?" She said, "No." She said, "I was floored. I was knocked over. I was sickened." And I said, "Well, welcome to the French Connections website. the truth is a very powerful sword, Eric."
Well, yeah, but deception's pretty good too. So,
well, yeah.
The problem is, I mean, it's the truth will show it to you, but you've got to get people to realize, to think about it, because they're good at it. See, take a look at Hollywood. What is an actor? What they are they're pretending to be something they're not. They're fooling you. A really good actor is actually like a con artist. He's fooling you into thinking he's something he's not. And people will look at, you know, maybe Alex Jones or Jeff Renz and think, "Well, how could they be lying? They're so convincing." Well, so is an actor. It's not, I mean, it's true that it's not everybody can do this. But it's not that unusual. Hollywood's full of these people.
Well, how about how about his recent Alex's recent little foray over there to Tinseltown, probably talking with Aaron Russo and the boys.
Oh yeah,
Walper. What's his name? Walper.
David Walper.
Oh
yeah, David Walper. The only person practically who can get a hold of Neil Armstrong and actually have him over to golfing at his private golf course. See, these guys have special contacts. And Alex, you have to wonder, what is he doing over there in Hollywood? Who is he talking to? And what is he? Does he? Maybe he wants to be a Hollywood star. Maybe this is his practice. You know, practice lying. This, then you'll be a good actor. You got to remember, that's what Hollywood is. It's lying to people. It's deceiving people. That's all they do. That's what they make their living from. And so you can't really trust these people. And they're so.
Eric, here's the interesting thing. Neither you nor I make any kind of living from this. I certainly don't. I spend my own money on this mess. And you know, we do it with a nominal amount of money and time and budget. Well, with the time, I mean, that seems to mount every day. But the fact is, you don't need a lot of money to find the truth. What you need the money for is to disseminate the truth. And that's one of the challenges we're facing, is how do we get this thing past that 15,000-20,000 person mark, which we've been kind of in a stasis with that. You know, we did have a nice bump up when we exposed Charlie Sheen, but what we really need to do here is we need to get up to the 50,000 or 60,000 mark, and under those conditions, we're really going to be making a difference when we speak.
Well, yeah, it's always, this is the hardest part. A lot of people, this is something people have to realize. You know, we can talk about how there's organized crime within America, and you can say, well, there's like this Sicilian gang over here, and there's this Zionist gang over here, and then you've got Enron executives doing these crimes. But what it really amounts to, the real blame has to ultimately fall on the American people for doing absolutely nothing to stop any of this. And not only are they doing nothing, but they're not even spreading the information, which is the easiest thing to do, and it costs nothing. When they get together with their friends, all they have to do is say, "Hey, have you heard about this? Have you seen this website? Or have you heard about this information?" It costs nothing. But right now, what the American people are doing when they get together, they're talking about football or Madonna or what is Tom Cruise doing now on the Oprah show. You know, we have to start facing the fact that the biggest enemy that we are facing is the Americans.
And apathy and degradation. And I said last night two nights ago on my show, if you have any doubts about how far America has slipped, just visit your local mall and sit there for half an hour and watch the people pass by you at that mall, it is a frightful experience to people watch at an American mall.
Yeah, and it's worse when you start to talk to them.
Well, you don't need to talk. You just look at them, and I mean, you know, and you've said it before. You could give us your refuse from Europe. I mean, your yearning to be free. I mean,
well, that's what the Statue of Liberty says. It's pretty sad, but I mean, we have to face it. Every organization, their worst enemy is themselves. It's not the outside people. It doesn't matter what the organization is, whether it's a sports team, whether it's music, whether it's a restaurant, you know, the people within the restaurant, whether it's a country, it's the members, the people that make up that organization. They determine what it will be. And their biggest enemy is themselves. It's not an outside source. And if you look at Zionism, who's their biggest enemy? It's the Jews. It's themselves. They, like Benjamin Friedman, are putting out information that none of us could do.
That's right.
And you see, it's the same thing they have. And look at that news report at I Am the Witness, that one that says some of the Israeli Defense Force military people are refusing to follow some of their orders, where they're told to go into the Arab land to just basically kill for no apparent reason. You know, they're saying, no, we're not doing that any longer.
Well, here's the interesting thing. There's a parallel in America where six generals that retired have come out and just come out blazing against Rumsfeld and saying this guy's an absolute a potato head. I mean, the guy, he's a loser in the extreme. I'm wondering, Eric, the saving possibility for America might be a military coup.
If the right people do it. But you see, what you have the possibility of is that the ones that do it will be even more on the side of the Zionists.
Well, yeah.
You see?
If it's Mr. Griggs over there.
Well, you see, look at one of those, the Marine Corps general. What one of them said was he's upset with Rumsfeld for not going after what he calls the real threat, Al-Qaeda. Now, think about that. If we get those people in control, it's basically possibly worse. What we have to realize is, just within our military, our top military seems to be so much under control. We have to do, if we do anything with this country, we're going to have to inspect everybody. We got to investigate them all the truth seekers, all the military people, the media, the banking people, everybody.
Yeah.
We can't just replace Bush. This is what they want us to believe. All we have to do is replace Bush, maybe replace Cheney, maybe Rumsfeld. You know, they might give us a few people, but that's not going to do it. We got to look at all of them, and we got to look at the replacements that they're suggesting. Because if you look at right now, what their reports are saying is Rumsfeld's just simply not going after the real threat, which is Al-Qaeda. That's wrong. That's not the real threat we face here.
Well, you know, and you and I doing this, we've got people like Imam Blair, we've got Pidcock, we've got Barry Turner, and we've had McGowan come on. I mean, look, we've got some pretty powerful people helping us with this. Christopher's the old files of Christopher were very well researched. Even the stuff coming out of Mohammed Rafik. I mean, we do have quality work done here, and we do have the right answers. Now the question is, can we disseminate it? Are we going to be able to build a grassroots organization to really launch a political movement that these people have to fear? And the fact is, I think it's possible, because all ideas start with one, and of course, we're certainly larger than one now. When you and I started, we were getting a couple of hundred people a day.
Right, it's growing. In fact, what one of the people at MySpace, Suzette, has just done to show you, to give an example of what individual people can do,
yeah,
is that, you know, she had to go on. She's on jury duty right now, and so what she did is she took my video in with her, my little DVD. I mean, and she's, you know, mentioned to the other jurors, "Hey, have you seen this? You want to borrow it?" And so what she's going to do is spread the information, and this is what people could be doing. You know, get something like a video or the book, and then say to people, "Hey, have you seen this yet?" You don't have to tell people that it's correct. You just have to tell them, "Have you seen it yet?" And you point out, you know, people around the world are talking about this stuff, and this is, it costs basically nothing. If you can get some of these videos for free, if you're worried about the price, you can print out a page or two, burn a CD, a DVD, whatever.
or you can come to our site and get the deal. The book and a $10 donation to us for $25.
Well, yeah, there's six DVDs for $35. That's with shipping. I mean, this is, think about this. You're giving a $10 donation. People talk about making money from this. You'll hear people complaining about, you know, the price of everything. Six DVDs and a $10 donation for $35 with shipping included. I mean, some people are charging $20 just for one DVD, and then you pay shipping on top of that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. These things are so low cost that, at least from us, you know, I know it's not true from other people, but look at the price. It's not even expensive. And so this is how people can affect the world. Just show people. Just say it nicely to them. Hey, have you seen this yet?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, Eric, we are making a difference, and the people that are the bad guys out there are panic-stricken about us working the way we have. I have begged the listeners to bring one person a week. Now, that for some people that might be hard because they don't have the personality to challenge somebody to get them to listen for one person a week, but come on, I think the ground is perfectly tended for people to come to this truth. I see everybody ready to hear this.
It's also, you have to know how. It takes trial and error trying to figure out how to get through to people. That's what the other thing I've discovered. And one way to do it, the most important you have to remember about people is that people follow crowds. And so when you talk to somebody about 9/11, you don't want to say, well, here's what I think, because then you make it sound like you're just you. It's just you all by yourself. People don't want that. They want to know that there's other people there. And this is where you have to tell people, listen, you tell people, look at what the world is talking about. There are people around the world talking about this. You've heard of Andreas von Bülow, for example. He wrote a book, it's only in German, but about 9/11, and he's got, after he saw my book, he asked me for pictures and drawings in it. His book has got stuff from mine. You know, he's quoting me in it. You can tell him, you know, this is not just America. It's not just me. It's worldwide. It's not just Daryl Bradford Smith. There's people around the world talking about this stuff. And tell them, you know, look at what people around the world are talking about. Don't say, here's what I think. Say to people, take a look at what's going on in the world here. Take a look at these videos and books.
And they can also say that when you go to the French Connection website, that, you know, 15,000 to 20,000 people are getting that information. 15 to 20,000, and they are hearing these broadcasts, I mean, through podcast and shoutcast and BitTorrent and all the rest of it, plus the direct downloads. The fact is, Eric, that they are not alone. They're not in a small group. This is a very big, fast-growing, very dynamic group of people, and I got to tell you, as we grow, and we will grow bigger, we will grow more powerful, because the truth is a fabulous attraction for everyone. And you can't deny what we've been able to uncover here, Eric. You can't deny it.
Yeah, and then you have to tell people. I think the most important thing of all is to try to learn from the lessons that you've been complaining about people like Alex Jones. The way they're constantly creating fear that you're going to get that chip in you soon, fear that you're going to be tracked and traced, and this fear that we can't stop the New World Order. We want to do the exact opposite. We want to tell people we can make this world better whenever we want.
That's right.
We can think about, compare this to today, to the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, according to the reports, as much as we can figure out, you know, you got these families passing everything on from father to son, passing land on, people, money, and the meanwhile, the average person's basically like a little animal, running off to whatever stupid wars they want, you know, giving them enormous amounts of their version of taxes. They didn't have money, but, you know, just taking goods and services. That's what we have today. What is really changing here? We don't have to put up with this. We don't have to have these super rich families passing things on from father to son. We can start telling people, you're going to start earning what you want. You're going to contribute to society. We're not going to put up with this medieval monarchy behavior any longer. We don't have to put up with this. We can go beyond it. We've got the ability today. We've got the knowledge. We can move beyond this and tell people, let's make it better. Don't create the fear that you see from people like Rents and you know, all these other people, this fear that we're going to be attacked and chipped and traced, and there's nothing we can do. We can't even identify the people. We can identify them. They're all over the place.
We have identified it. We've put lists. We've talked about the people. We've done the research. We've talked about Sumner Redstone and Levine and all of these people at Disney, and all we've talked about who they are and what they've done. We've talked about Rothschild. We've got probably the most complete Rothschild timeline ever put together, done by one of our listeners and us in a joint effort to get that out. And we've had 26,000 people look at that timeline, and that is, you know, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you, Eric, you know, these people are worried. We've just got some great help from the South African group coming online with us, and we've got people in Malaysia coming online. Look, this is a worldwide effort, and you know, we are going to take the world back from these criminals. We really are.
Yeah, and then the other thing to remember that what people are doing to stop us is using emotional manipulation. For example, that Michael Zieber, whatever his name is, murder. If you remember, when we get criticized for even suspecting something suspicious, what they're always telling us is, but the reports are saying nothing. Well, the reports about 9/11 are nonsense. Why would we believe the reports about his murder? The police lie about 9/11. They lie about the Oklahoma City bombing. They lie about so many things. Why should we believe them about that? What they're trying to do is manipulate us by saying, oh, there's nothing there. Don't go there. Don't look. Well, why not look? Why not? After all of these lies, after all of these scandals, why shouldn't we? We should be. This is what we should be learning. We should be learning, don't trust them. Don't trust any of this. We need to investigate. There is nothing wrong with investigating. If it turns out to be innocent, then that will be proven in the investigation. But don't just dismiss it, and don't fall for this emotional manipulation where they kind of get in your face and say, there's nothing to see here. This is nothing. It was just a random act of murder. How does anybody know that except the murderers themselves?
That's right.
And so,
and how quickly after did they place on the websites that he was an investigator for 9/11 and was murdered while he was up there, and his professor, and I mean, all that information came out right away on associated websites to these people. So in other words, they were trying to send a message to young people and to college students that this guy was killed for his efforts in 9/11.
That's what it looks like, and for us to question it, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, what you got to ask yourself is, why are none of these 9/11 truth seekers looking into this? Why? Of such a suspicious murder, and none of them care? None of them. Where's Alex Jones, the guy who's always bragging about being the father or whatever he called himself of 9/11? Where is he in this murder? Where is Rents? Where is Tom Flacco? Where is Webster Tarpley? Where is 911truth.org? None of them care. And so you have to wonder, why do they care so much about something like the NSA spying? You'll hear that all the time. Why do they care so much that the NSA might be spying on a few people? Well, think about this one. Who does the NSA, I mean, if they spy on me or you, what are they going to do?
They're not going to get nothing from us.
Well, if anything, they'll get an education.
That's right, and we're an open book. Everything we talk about privately ends up on the website.
Yeah, and so look at this. Here's another connection that people don't seem to see. Who lies the most about 9/11 and Zionism? And then who complains the most about the NSA spying? You know, I don't know what the NSA is doing. I have no idea. But it's rather curious that the people complaining the most about it are also the ones lying a lot. And so it could be that this is what's causing panic among them, that maybe some people in the U.S. government are getting a clue that it's not Al-Qaeda at all, that it's coming from people within America, and maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're starting to say, what are those people at Genesis talking about privately? What are the people in the New York Times talking about? What is Webster Tarpley doing? So it could be that there are people within America, and this is another important thing. If you know people that work for our government or our military, tell them about this information. It's their country, too. I mean, they should know this.
That's right, Eric. And you know, the rank-and-file soldier has started to come to our site as well. And this is another thing they have terrible fear of. I mean, look, you know, these people were duped into going over there. Many of them knew they were going into a mess anyway, but they had been so marginalized by poverty that they went over there just to get a paycheck. But
well, some were just also very patriotic and they wanted to defend America. They were fooled. They were deceived by those television reports. Because, you know, like a lot of us, we all believed it. We all believed that our government can be trusted and our media can be trusted. And look at them. Look at all how many now are dead. Or they're suffering from cancer. Their legs are missing. Eyes are missing. I mean, this is pathetic. And people are afraid to tell them, maybe. Maybe people are worried that it's going to hurt their feelings. But come on. You want, by doing nothing, it's just letting it go on and on and on.
Yeah.
We've got to stop it.
Well, I'm figuring this, Eric. You know what? The effort is blossoming into another stage, another level. We are growing past the 20,000, and we're going to get into the 50, and it's going to take the effort of the people listening today and others to bring one person a week to do that. But I see it on the horizon, and you know we will be a consequential voice against these criminals. When we finally get to 50, 60, 70,000 people. And, you know, the fact is we can grow this big. We can do this grassroots. Nobody links to us, which is interesting. Nobody links to us. Nobody invites me to go on their radio show. Nobody. And thank goodness, because you know what? I wouldn't do the radio shows with these cretins anyway. I can't think of anybody that I would want to go on the radio with these days, you know. The fact is that we've done the best job of uncovering these criminals, and we're going to continue to. So that's the show for today, is to let people know that this fight can be won, that we don't have to listen to Dave Von Kleist and Alex Jones and Rents and Bell and the rest of these criminals. We don't have to accept their lies, and we can defeat them. That's the message for today. We can defeat these people with the help of the people listening to this broadcast, Eric.
That's right. We can make the world better, and then if we can just get more Americans to care and, you know, get them away from the Pat Robertsons and the John Hagee. You know, stop thinking that that Jesus wants us to drive those Muslims out of the Middle East. This is another medieval attitude. I mean, we got to get beyond these Middle Ages already. Stop the Crusades. If Jesus wants his homeland, he'll deal with it. He doesn't need us to go throwing uranium around and killing people.
That's right. Well, you know, Eric, I want to tell you thanks for coming on. I know, you know, you're a very busy guy. You do a lot of stuff for the site. You do a lot of stuff with getting your, you know, all the information out. And, boy, your efforts are appreciated by me and many, many people around the world. And so thanks for that. This show is, for a lot of people, is a great hope. And I don't shrink from their hopes because, you know, we can do this with their help. We can do it with the assistance of the people. And, you know, you mentioned a name today, someone working real hard. A great example of how to get this message out is what Suzette has done and many others. You know, there's so many people on MySpace you can go to. You can go to the website, IamTheWitness.com. You can go to HugeQuestions.com. You can go to Eric's MySpace if you'd like. We've got blogs. We've got all kinds of stuff. If you're some guy, you know, throwing the devil salute, please don't even send yourself over to my site because I'm not going to accept you. We want an army of quality people. We don't want the riffraff coming in and trying to disrupt things. So bring your best face, bring your game face, bring your integrity with you, and come and fight with us. And, boy, we'll appreciate it. So thanks, Eric, for coming on today on this Friday broadcast.
Well, I'll talk to you again sometime.
You bet you will. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for listening today. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. This has been the French Connections Friday edition. And look forward to more interviews next week. We do have a couple of them coming up and maybe some good news coming up about getting this message farther afield. So stick with us. We've got lots coming in the future, and we need your help. So hang with us. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Be well.